بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد نصركم الله ببدر وأنتم أذلة فاتقوا الله لعلكم تشكرون. وقال سيدنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إنه شهد بدرا فما يدريك لعل الله اطلع إلى أهل بدر فقال اعملوا ما شئتم، إلى آخر الحديث، وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. وبعد، الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله on the most precious gift of Iman, Islam, and being in the Ummah of Allah's Habib, our most beloved Sayyiduna Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Today being the 16th day of Ramadan, let us do sincere reflection on how have we conducted ourselves with the tawfiq of Allah in this month of Ramadan. Beg Allah forgiveness for our shortcomings, and making us past the halfway point, that the remainder of this most honored and esteemed and precious visitor of the month of Ramadan, just about 2 weeks to go, that Allah give us tawfiq, that we utilize it to the maximum benefit with the tawfiq of Allah Ta'ala alone. At the least, let us refrain from any sin. Do not waste even a precious moment in this great month of Ramadan. These are days of abundant maghfirah and forgiveness. So let us resort to sincere tawbah, istighfar, and in abundance the four things that we have to do in Ramadan: La ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, begging for Jannah and protection from the fire of Jahannam. Let us increase even more in those, and especially abundant istighfar. Now, tomorrow being the 17th of Ramadan, tonight the 17th night of Ramadan, this has great significance in our Islamic history. For indeed, the mother of all battles, the greatest battle not only in the annals of the history of Islam, the greatest battle that the history of this earth has seen, had taken place on the 17th of Ramadan in the second year after Hijrah. Thursday night and the day of Jumu'ah is when Allah had decreed this great battle. Allah Ta'ala terms this battle in the Quran Azim, Yawm al-Furqan, Yawm al-Taqal Jam'an, the day of clear distinguishing between truth and falsehood, between haqq and batil. So Allah Ta'ala attests to the iman of those sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in who had participated in the battle of Badr, to the sincerity and truthfulness of the iman, that they are the absolute barometer of haqq and truth. Where Allah Ta'ala had given the forces of haqq under the command of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 13 sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, a resounding victory. And all battles that took place thereafter for the sake of Islam and the spread of Islam, and all conquests of many, many lands into Muslim hands that remain Muslim up to this day, all the great victories, whether it was Persia, whether it was Sham, whether into North Africa, Central Asia, into many, many parts of the world that remain Muslim up to this day, the mother of all of them and the origin is the Battle of Badr. So valuable are the participants, those 313 sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in who had participated in the Battle of Badr. Their names have been documented, and it is mentioned in a narration in the Bukhari Sharif. Experience has taught that they are so valuable and precious to Allah, that the mere reading of their names draws the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, has been proven to be a removal of calamities and difficulties. So we profoundly and sincerely love Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. And in this instance, specifically those who are termed as the Badri Sahaba, those Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in whom Allah Ta'ala had utilized to participate in the Battle of Badr. They are so precious and valuable. In later years, a Sahabi, Hadrat Hatib bin Abi Balta'a radiallahu ta'ala an, committed an error where he had divulged information about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's impending march towards Makkah Mukarramah, culminating also in this month on the 20th of Ramadan. So he had divulged this information, not with any evil intentions. In fact, it's a lengthy incident, but when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam became aware of this, he says, "Ma hadha ya Hatib? What is this, O Hatib?" He says, "On the Qasam of Allah, I did not do this turning away from Islam or in enmity to Islam. The only reason behind it was, whereas everybody else has some tribal and family support for the remaining family in Makkah Mukarramah, I was an outsider, I had nobody. So I said, this favor may grant some protection to my family, but never was it done in enmity to Islam." Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned Sadaq, he has indeed spoken the truth. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala became aware of his doings, offered to take his life. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that leave him, that he had participated in the Battle of Badr, and what do you know, Allah ta'ala may have cast a gaze of great mercy to the participants of the Battle of Badr, the barometers of Haqq, and Allah had said to them that whatever you may do in future, whatever errors you may commit in the future, because of the monumental sacrifice and devotion and dedication, all of that has been completely overlooked, and all wrongs thereafter pale into insignificance in comparison to this huge sacrifice. So may Allah Ta'ala grant us this sincere muhabbat. A very brief summary of this battle and some of the important lessons that we can take and apply into our lives. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam became aware of a trade caravan of the Quraysh that would be passing not too far away from Medina Munawwara. The kuffar of Makkah, 13 years of severe persecution of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, and this was the financial backbone that they would then use in the battles to come against Islam and the Muslimin. So in order to weaken that financial backbone, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, just 313 left initially. It was not binding on everybody to leave. It was not for the purposes of jihad. It was merely to intercept a trade caravan. And therefore they went out ill-equipped for full force battle. Just 2 horses only in the whole army. And only 70 camels that 3 Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in would take turns in riding. When Abu Sufyan, at the time not yet guided to Islam, became aware of this as the head of the trade caravan, informed the people of Makkah, and every one of them had some investment in this trade caravan. At the same time, he took an alternative, the coastal route he diverted to that saved the caravan. But the Meccans, on hearing this, went into a fervor, spurred by Abu Jahl and some of the other leaders, that the entire leadership, with the exception of 1 or 2, prepared themselves and with pride and arrogance and haughtiness left Makkah Mukarramah with a fully fledged army of 1,000. Abu Sufyan even sent the message that the trade caravan is now protected. Many others tried to bring sanity. Utbah and Shayba bin Rabi'ah was implored by the slave who had become a Muslim on seeing Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's truthfulness. He caught the feet of his masters and begged them not to go out to Badr to oppose Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. "You are putting yourself in destruction." But haughtiness, pride and arrogance made them leave. Allah made them leave to meet the destruction that Allah Ta'ala had mentioned in verses. And this is the miracle of the Quran Sharif. When the Sahaba radiallahu anhu were most persecuted in Makkah Mukarramah, Allah Ta'ala had foretold the eventual demise and destruction that happened in the plains of the Battle of Badr. Now Badr lies approximately 145 kilometers southwest of Medina Munawwara. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then convened a mashwara when they had got news that the trade caravan has escaped and the Meccans have come out with a fully powerful army, that do we take them on or not? Amazing mashwara that took place. And this is what we focus on, some other important lessons from this battle, where eventually Allah Ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, spent the entire Thursday night in fervent dua, oh Allah, if this small group of believers are destroyed, there will be no one to worship you on this earth, begging and pleading for Allah Ta'ala's help and assistance. And this is an integral part of jihad and all other important actions, dua fervently. Allah says, when you face the enemy in the battlefield, then do abundant dhikr of Allah Ta'ala that you may be successful. وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Allah Ta'ala caused a sleep to come over Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in on that night before battle, and sleep that comes when one is very, very worried is special mercy from Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala sent down a rain that made the ground on which Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in had encamped, whereas before it was the lesser better of the two, the kuffar reached there first and took what's apparently the better land. Allah Ta'ala through that rain made water arrangements for Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is rahmatul lil alameen, even allowed the kuffar to come and take benefit of that water on the night before battle. Just before battle, when Nabi sing the lines, the ranks of the mujahideen of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, with a spear, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lightly touched the stomach of Hadrat Sawad bin Ghaziyah radiallahu anhu, putting him into line. He had amazingly said, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have been sent as a mercy for all the worlds, and you have hit me in this way, allow me to take retribution. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately lifted his Mubarak shawl, exposing the Mubarak stomach. Hadrat Sawad radiallahu anhu grabbed hold of it and kissed it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, why this whole exercise? He says, I wish that just before battle, the last thing my body touches is your Mubarak body. May Allah grant us that muhabbat. Before battle, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam implored Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, stand up and sacrifice and earn that Jannah. Not the length, the width is as the distance between the skies and the earth. Hadrat Umayr ibn al-Hammam radiallahu ta'ala an said, bakh, bakh, exclamation of joy and happiness. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, why this exclamation? He says, this fervent hope that I am of the inhabitants of that great Jannah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the guarantee, anta min ahliha, you are definitely of them. Subhanallah, he had some dates that he was going to eat for strength in the battle. He put aside those dates, saying that to live even long enough to eat these dates is too long a life. Once I have been promised Jannah. In that battle, 14 Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, of them 8 of the Ansar and 6 from the Muhajirin were martyred. The kuffar who were humiliated and defeated, 70 were killed, 70 taken as captives. Abu Jahl was killed in this battle. Hadrat Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu says, when we were standing in the lines of battle, I noticed two youngsters on my side and I was a bit apprehensive that I wish I was between stronger people. One of them asked me quietly that, oh uncle, show me who is Abu Jahl. He says, what do you want to do with him? He says, I have heard him reviling and speaking ill of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I took a pledge from that time that when I see him, either I will kill him or will die killing him. His brother asked the same thing on the other side. I pointed him out to them, and like falcons they swooped onto him together with Mu'adh bin Amr ibn al-Jamuh, and ultimately Hadrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, the Fir'aun of this ummah, met the dreadful end that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had spoken about. So a resounding and a great victory for the party of Haqq. But one important lesson that we take, when the mashura was convened as to whether to go on and take on that army head on, Hadrat Miqdad ibn al-Aswad radiallahu anhu said, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you go ahead and we will not say to you, as Musa alayhi salam's followers said to him, that you and your Allah fight, we are sitting put. We are saying, go ahead in the name of Allah. We will fight and defend you from your right, left, ahead and from behind you. We will never ever say to you those same words. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted an opinion from the Ansar. Hadrat Sa'd bin Mu'adh radiallahu anhu was the leader of the Aus tribe of the Ansar, and many, many virtues for this great Sahabi. When he eventually succumbed to his wounds incurred in the battle of Khandaq, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to him in his last moments, put his head on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak lap. What a great honor that was. There were as many angels mourning his death as people. When his body was carried, the munafiqeen mocked at how light it is. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, this is because there are a huge number of angels in his janazah. And what a great statement Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, اِهْتَزَّ لَهُ عَرْشُ الرَّحْمَانِ, that the arsh of Allah Ta'ala has shaken on the death of Sayyidina Sa'd bin Mu'adh radiallahu anhu. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted the opinion of Sahaba radiallahu anhu, in first time being tested on the pledge that they had given before Hijrah, he said, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I think you want our opinion, the Ansar. I speak on behalf of all of them. We had given the pledge of defending you in Medina Munawwara, but that pledge extends to wherever you take us. He says, go ahead and face the army head on. And then he says, whoever you take as a friend from today are our friends and allies. Whoever is your enemy, they are our enemies. Establish peace treaties with whom you want, or have enmity with whom you want. It is the same for us. He says, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we had given you our pledge of allegiance, we brought iman in you. And the ultimate objective of our existence on this earth is to obey you and follow you. This is the lesson that we take. Complete and undying love for Iman and Islam without compromise. At all times, keep in front the laws of Shariat. Objectives may be good, but anything that contravenes the laws of the Deen of Allah Ta'ala will not bring the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. He goes on to say that even if you take us to the far off lands of Barqul Ghimad, we will go with you. If you take us into the ocean, we will not hesitate and go with you into the depths of the ocean. And he says, O Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amazing statement. Take that of our wealth which you want for Islam, leave with us what you want. But remember that which you take for us for the cause of Islam is far more beloved to us than that which you leave behind with us. So very important, look at the dedication of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. Extremely important, let us never harbor enmity in our hearts or say a foul statement as do the Shia, the Rawafid, regarding any one of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. They are the barometer of haqq in many ayat of Quran Sharif, and we see in the battle of Badr the undying selfless dedication for the cause of Islam. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to benefit inshaAllah Ta'ala. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says that besides the passing on of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu Bakr Umar radiallahu anhuma, that no death in Medina Munawwara was harder upon us than the demise and passing on of Hazrat Sa'd bin Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala an. Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu says, I was one of those who dug his qabr, and I can swear on the name of Allah, there was a fragrant smell of musk from his qabr. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq inshaAllah. It's one or two important announcements. It has continuously contributed to the house of Allah Ta'ala. The collection for the Sadaqatul Fitr will commence inshallah, 32 rands, some 38 rands, the amounts are there. We can also put into their fidya those who may be severely ill or old and will not recover enough to make qada, that can also be paid, put into the same amount. Sadaqatul Fitr is the cleansing of the sins during the month of Ramadan. Acceptance of the fast of Ramadan, a meal for the less fortunate ones, inshallah. So let us avail of this opportunity, inshallah, for about just over the next week. The Sadaqatul Fitr collection will take place. Also, inshallah, on Sunday after Dhuhr Salah, Mawlana Abu Bakr Behra Sahib, who spends a lot of time in the path of Allah Ta'ala, will be rendering important advices after Dhuhr Salah on Sunday, inshallah Ta'ala. The itikaf list is almost filled up. I think there's about two more spaces, inshallah. So anybody who wishes to observe the full sunnah itikaf, 10 days and nights in the masjid, inshallah, I think there are two spaces available. Inshallah, let us take the benefit of this opportunity, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا أيها الناس اتقوا الله عز وجل في السر والعلن فإن الله يحب المتقين ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب ومن يتق الله يجعل له من أمره يسرا أيها المسلمون فلنشكر الله عز وجل على جميع نعمه التي لا تعد ولا تحصى وأهمها نعمة الإيمان والإسلام فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من لم يشكر الناس لم يشكر الله وعلى الأمة أن يذكر منة الصحابة رضي الله عنهم أجمعين على هذه الأمة خاصة أهل بدر فقد قال الله عز وجل ولقد نصركم الله ببدر وأنتم أذلة فاتقوا الله لعلكم تشكرون وسمى الله ذلك اليوم يوم الفرقان يوم التقى الجمعان فرقة الحق وفرقة الباطل فقد جعل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وجعل الله عز وجل أصحاب بدر والصحابة رضي الله عنهم أجمعين ميزة الحق رزقنا الله محبتهم ومودتهم واحترامهم وتعظيمهم فقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لسيدنا حاطب بن بلتع رضي الله تعالى عنه أو قال عنه لقد شهد بدرا وما يدريك لعل الله تعالى اطلع على بدر على أهل بدر فقال اعملوا ما شئتم قد غفرت لكم أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا محمد رسول الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه وعن جميع أهل بيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه كلهم أجمعين وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم اغفر لنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم اجعلنا من عتقائك من النار في شهر رمضان اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين والمأسورين في سبيلك في كل مكان اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين وحرر المسجد الأقصى بقدرتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اجعل هذا البلد وسائر بلاد المسلمين آمنة مطمئنة. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين، اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين، اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين. اللهم ردنا ورد جميع المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Let's fill in the gaps in the safs in front of us. Once we're in the safs, stand as close as possible to unlock our shoulders so that when salah commences, there's no gaps between us, stand as close as possible. One of the means of unity in the ummah and protection from shaitan is to stand as close as possible in salah. Let's come, there's still some place at the back of the main section, and let's come forward inshallah. There's also some place at the back section of the courtyard. Let us come in. Reminder that the collection for Sadaqatul Fitr will only be cash, no card or any other payments except cash payments for the Sadaqatul Fitr.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استوى اعتدل وتقارب وتراصوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر.
Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
الله أكبر استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله السلام السلام
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شؤوننا كلها ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين اللهم لا تنزع عنا صالح ما أعطيتنا، اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا واغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله، وارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.